check-in episode with how our instrument is going, we finally started to connect everything. We're using the envelope follower to attach Foley samples to one shots. Oh, it's technical. It's beautiful. And we're going to start to demo some stuff. So keep your ears peeled for this really exciting tool in the Tune Shed.
All right. Welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Make Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
Hello. I was just telling Blake about hot sauce. I'm working on my spice tolerance.
Oh yeah, build
and,
it up.
Was finally able to eat a 6-piece of the spiciest Buffalo Wild Wings wings. And
achievement unlocked.
You know what I mean? I was like, dude, I've never even been able to eat one of those things.
They're way too hot. I don't know how you did that.
They're spicy. I felt it for sure, but I was like, I could eat more. It would hurt,
that's
but
incredible.
I could eat more, dude.
It's incredible. Almost as incredible as this instrument. Dude, I'm so excited for this. I feel like all the pieces are coming together today. And we have so many cool things to sort of play around with. So the goal was to make something that sounds really alive, right? Like we really just had all these different samples. So one shots, things like kind of drums, kind of quick samples, and then Foley, that sort of long sample that's just like some background sound of some sort. And we're trying to put things together and make it sound alive. That's the goal, right?
Oh, yeah. And boy, are we doing it. We just worked for like half an hour on connecting stuff. And oh, we like had multiple moments of like, yo, that's so sick.
That's like a good measure of, you know, where you're at. If you're having those moments all the time of,
yeah,
yo,
dude.
That's so sick.
Yo, what the freak, dude. That's so sick.
Yeah.
So here's some of it.
So where
what
should
did
we
we
start?
We were gonna start at the cat, right? The cat one. Or
yeah,
bow.
I mean, maybe first let's start with like our main tool, the envelope follower. I know we've talked about that in previous envelopes, but let's just kind of in previous episodes.
Yeah. So
let's
we
just
made
do a little. Yeah.
Yeah, we made some discoveries about the envelope follower. The envelope follower can attach to multiple things, but one thing cannot be attached by multiple envelope followers. We also discovered that this gain knob here that I'll share real quick.
Yeah.
This gain knob right there is very sensitive. So like if I was setting this to 14 dB, you'd barely hear the Foley. But at 15 dB, it was really, really loud.
Yeah.
Right, so this thing's cool. Rise is like attack, and the higher rise goes, the slower the line moves up.
Yeah.
So if we attach it to the gain of a Foley, the Foley will sneak in a lot slower.
Yeah.
And fall kind of works the opposite way. The more you turn fall up, the longer it takes for the Foley to come back down.
Okay. So in short, sorry, there's some technicality. Oh my gosh, excuse me. There's some technicalities to how this works. But an envelope follower, essentially, when we play a one shot, like a clap of the hands, what happens? Oh my gosh, something's stuck in my throat, man.
You want me
What
to take
happens
over,
is,
man? I think I got it.
yeah, you take it from here.
All right, what Blake's trying to say right now is the envelope follower makes a line from any volume that it hears, and then you can send that line out to anywhere, any knob. So what we chose to do is we chose to attach the envelope follower to a one shot. Like, for example, that. So whenever the envelope follower hears that kick drum happen, it generates a line, right? Just like a noiseless signal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sending that line to the gain knob attached to a Foley sample. So we're basically telling the Foley, you only get to be audible whenever the kick drum happens.
Yeah.
Right? And so this is what it sounds like. We attached it to this trolley sample. Right? This is what it sounds like. Just on its own. But we have the trolley set to absolute zero, negative infinity dB. And we're telling the trolley sample, kick up to 5 dB whenever you hear this kick drum. So this is what it sounds like. If we turn up the fall, we'll hear more of the trolley sample after the fact. Here's a lot of it. You know what I'm saying?
And what's so cool about that is now every time you hit that kick drum, it's not just the same kick drum. It's different because we're at a different spot in that trolley sample.
Yeah, and the trolley sample's going perpetually backwards and forwards too, and so you never
Yes.
know if you're going to get a forward or backwards version of the sample.
And that's actually a cool little artifact because the one problem was, okay, well, if it's gonna the envelope follower is gonna open up the Foley and make it audible, right? So that Foley just has to be playing all the time at zero volume, and it only goes up in volume when the kick drum happens. So how do we keep it playing all the time? Well, it turns out you can just click a reverse button so it plays all the way forward, then all the way back. And that just makes it even more alive because now every kick drum is going to sound really different for a really long period of time.
Yeah, like 100%. And we've been connecting each one shot we have to a different Foley sample,
Yeah.
right? So some of the notable ones that we wanted to share was
The cat.
yeah,
The cat purring.
which was the oh yeah the baum.
Yeah, that was the baum.
Yeah, okay,
So
that
what
one.
happened here?
Let's start from zero. Let me find it. So here's what we started with. That's just the regular dry one shot.
Just me going bow.
Yep. We obviously processed it. And then
Yep.
we attached it to a cat purring. Which dry sounds like this. Right? It's kind of just a room tone with a cat purring in the back.
A little sub per, like it's almost not picked up super well by my phone's mic.
So we attached a shifter to it, an Ableton stock plugin,
Yeah.
and we set it to the preset mudslide. And then we changed it from frequency mode to ring mod and turned up the mix to 100.
So we just decided, let's just make this crazy because it's not that crazy right now. And we're only going to hear a little split second of it anytime that baum plays. So let's make it wild.
Yeah, let's just change the sample. 'Cause we were playing around with it and it was just kind of like not coming through in an interesting way.
Totally.
So then we attached the envelope follower to it. And
Now
now
that
it's got
baum's a
this,
lot more interesting.
yeah, it's got this cool glitchy weird thing on it. I don't know. I don't know how to
It's
describe it.
so cool.
It's really cool. What was another
So,
one we were liking?
I think the salmon, what was the sample for the salmon
Oh,
we
click.
used? The click. Yeah, we had a
Yeah,
click
click is
sample
cool
and then a
too.
sample of some salmon sizzling in a pan. And we put those two together. And again, the salmon sizzling was a little bit plain. So we I think you added saturation, right?
Yeah, so we've got, it looks like we've got the click mapped to the trolley. And
Oh,
also
yeah.
to the salmon. So without the salmon, here's what it sounds like. With it, it's got this like high-endy like splatter thing.
Yeah, it's so cool. And that's two glasses kind of coming together between two of my fingers and bouncing. And then mixing that with salmon sizzling, which is really high end. And then the trolley, which just has a little bit of kind of everything in there, and it just makes it this crazy, unique sound.
Yep. I can imagine we'll set a couple macros to mess with all of the trolley affected things. Right? So we'll have
Right.
one knob that sort of turns up the fall on all the envelope followers attached to trolley so that you can just make
Whoa.
everything like the tails longer, which would
Yeah,
be
make all the
sick.
Foley hang out. So Marty's talking about the next. So right now we've mapped kind of 1 to 1, one shot to. One shot to one Foley, or maybe one shot to two Foleys. And in the future, we're going to start interconnecting and making things called macros where we start messing with all sorts of different knobs and parameters just to make this thing like kind of a confusing web of connections, is how I imagine it. Because then when you play it, you kind of have to experiment to see how it sounds when you do this or when you do that. And that makes it feel really alive, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. This is what it sounds like without anything. Just choose like. That's sort of what we're working with without the Foley. Here's. It's just so many things.
It's a lot more dynamic. It's so crazy to me that this is all like phone recordings of just random stuff I thought sounded cool in different places, super low quality. And we just brought them in and sort of normalized them and connected them together. And boom, we have something with a lot of character.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love doing this sort of thing. It's so sweet.
So, hey, my favorite one, should we talk about the can? So I have this recording of an empty can. So it had like a pinprick hole in it. And we're like, oh, let's record it opening because cans opening sounds so cool. And probably no one's ever heard an empty can opening. And it was actually not that cool of a sound. But what we did is we took, what was it, blackbirds in the background?
Yeah. Should we demo what we started with?
Yeah, let's do the whole thing. It was such a cool process.
Okay. So here's what we started with. Just that little like pink.
That's the can, empty can opening.
And then here's the blackbirds. So we sort of had just that. So what we decided to do with this is first compress it. So just sort of make the volume louder, but then quieter at the loud parts, right?
So just kind of even it out because they only go off every once in a while, so it's nice to kind of even it out.
We then attached a Ableton stock delay to it. Just set to like sort of a fluttery preset to make it all like garbly. So
That's
then
so wild.
with the envelope follower. Just got this tail of like.
Yeah, it's just got this kind of
So cool.
swirly tail.
Pretty
Oh,
sweet.
so fun. I love that one.
Yeah, this one's super fun. And that's been the check-in. Next time, I think we'll have everything mapped. And we'll start to like attach some effects to some envelope followers, which will be really fun. So instead of just volume, we'll make certain envelope followers affect effects.
Okay, so let's brain like what would that look like? Let's just brainstorm a couple maybe before we close out here. What
Sure.
might we do?
Well, we had the idea of using these perky layers, these three, like the glass and the marbles and the bottle. We wanted those to have envelope followers attached to them too, and maybe we'll attach those to Foley samples as well. But those will affect like things across the board.
Whoa. So,
Right?
like,
So
when you
we'll
hear
set.
that kind of bottle or whatever it might be, it might just, ch all of the samples might change after you trigger that sample.
Right, like the bottle might like throw a reverb, you
Whoa.
know, or like some sort of weird tapey delay thing.
Whoa. Yeah, so the whole character, the whole instrument could change with a click of a sample, kind of on and off, or maybe like each time you press it, it increases to a certain point, and then each time you press it, it decreases to a certain point, whatever it is.
Yeah, why not?
Whoa. The
And we
world's the
have three of them.
oyster. This is a crazy creative process. I feel like I don't spend a lot of time in my musicianship, like building instruments or building sort of presets. Or things just to be used later. You know, I have frequently like today I'm gonna write a song, or today I'm gonna work on a song, or you know, practice something. But this is like a really nice, actually super creative process to figure out how we want to map things together to make something unique, make something alive, make something that we'll use in the future. Kind of fun. I didn't think it'd actually be this creative because there's like a lot of technical operations parts to it. But there's a lot of decision making here.
Yeah, I'm sort of learning a ton about this too, about how to best organize everything.
Yeah, totally.
So Yeah, it's been super fun, but I sort of compare it to someone who builds guitars. You
Yeah.
know, a guitar would just be the analog version of this. This is just using software.
Wow. I never thought of
Yeah.
it that way. We are building an instrument.
Yeah, we're building something playable that makes noise. Or like, I guess a closer example would be people that build their own synths. Like, there are people that build synthesizers in ways that are purposefully obtuse, right? And they don't tell you what anything does, and you sort of have to just like mess with the knobs and plug it in a random way, and it makes unexpected noises.
Yeah. It's kind of makes
There's
the joy of discovery, you know? Like, you don't get to sit down and read the manual and then fully understand it. It's more about sit down and play it and feel it out and see what you like. It's just a different type of approach.
Oh, it can be so fun.
Totally.
But yeah, we're making progress, man. We're doing it.
Cool. All right, well, we'll call it there, and until next time, everybody, much love.
Bye. Bye. Bye.